Good morning all, it's Jacqueline B. I've been thinking on the subject of manifestation since the conference at the weekend. And it's always a question that comes back to me when I think about the fact that our thoughts create our experience of reality. Manifesting is very topical, isn't it? And especially with, or it has been for a few years, especially with books like The Secret and The Answer. And I was very attached to the idea, and I won't say that I'm not anymore, but I was very attached to the idea, and it appeared to me that it was sound, because I would, especially when you're very deeply connected to someone, so I would think, I really haven't had a pizza for a long time and really fancy one. And then my partner would come to see me the next day and he would say, "Do you fancy a pizza?" And that appeared to me that I was manifesting that pizza. And we're very deeply connected, so there's that other element of him being able to pick up on my thoughts. So that's a very simple example. And then the other one that people use, and I use myself, is parking the car. So I never ever worry about a parking space anymore since I learnt about manifesting, and I'm always able to, in my words, manifest a parking space. And how does that relate to my thoughts I created, my experience of reality? So before, when I understood thought to be creating reality, I linked those ideas together. But now what I'm playing with is the idea that my thoughts about manifestation are creating my experience of things being manifested. I'll leave that with you for now. Thank you for listening.